This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for May 2017. How did classical music play a part of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert's life? And what musical instruments did they play? Queen Victoria began to learn the piano when she was very young, and she became a gifted pianist and singer. Prince Albert began studying the piano when he was very young too, and also began composing many songs and choral works. He became a gifted pianist and singer. When Queen Victoria met Prince Albert of Saxe-Coburn and Gotha in 1836, she heard him play the piano and sing. They were attracted to each other and shared a love of music, playing duets at the piano together and singing. Queen Victoria wrote, "The day after she proposed marriage to Albert, he sang to me some of his own compositions, which are beautiful, and he has a very fine voice. I also sang for him." In 1840, Queen Victoria and Prince Albert were married. It was a love match. Wherever they traveled, they took their music with them. They enjoyed playing piano duets together and accompanying each other at the piano as they sang. Prince Albert enjoyed the musical works of Felix Mendelssohn for voice and piano and introduced them to his wife, Queen Victoria. On June 14, 1842, Mendelssohn hand-delivered a letter to Prince Albert from his cousin, the King of Prussia, Frederick William IV. Prince Albert invited Felix Mendelssohn next evening to Buckingham Palace to meet his wife, the Queen. Queen Victoria wrote, "After dinner came Mendelssohn, whose acquaintance I was so anxious to make. Albert had already seen him the morning. He is short, dark, delicate, with a fine intellectual forehead. I should say he must be about 35 or 36. He is very pleasing and modest. He played first of all some of his songs without words, after which he asked us to give him a theme upon which he could compose. We gave him two, Rule Britannia and the Austrian National Anthem. He began immediately, and really, I have never heard anything so beautiful, the way which he blended them both together and changed over from one to the other was quite wonderful, as well as the exquisite harmony and feeling he puts into the variations, and the powerful rich chords and modulations, which reminded me of all his beautiful compositions." Poor Mendelssohn was quite exhausted when he had done. When Mendelssohn realized how much Victoria and Albert enjoyed playing duets together at the piano, he sent them a special arrangement of his Scottish Symphony. Mendelssohn wrote to his mother describing how he was invited back to the palace. "Prince Albert sent for me on Saturday, July 9th, 1842, at 1:30, so that I could also try his organ before I left England. I found him by himself, but while we were talking, in came the Queen, dressed quite informally. I begged the Prince to begin playing me something so that I could boast of it in Germany. He played a chorale by heart with the pedals, and so charmingly, precisely, and accurately that it would have done credit to a professional. Meanwhile, the Queen, who had finished what she was doing, came and joined him, listening with pleasure. Then it was my turn, and I began with the chorus from St. Paul. How lovely are the messengers. Before I had come to the end of the first verse, they both began singing the chorus, and Prince Albert managed to stop so cleverly for me that I was quite enchanted. The Queen asked me whether I had written any new songs, because she was very fond of singing my published ones. Prince Albert said, you ought to sing one for him. So she sang quite charmingly, strictly in time and in tune, very nicely enunciating. I've never heard an amateur sing the last sustained G better, more purely or more naturally. Queen Victoria wrote on the next visit to Mendelssohn, we went over to the drawing room to see Mendelssohn and talk to him for some time. Then he played to us beautifully some of the fine compositions he had written lately, amongst them music from the Midsummer Night's Dream, two of his songs without words, and improvised on a Gluck chorus. He is such an agreeable, clever man, and his countenance beams with intelligence and genius. They later went to a concert of his at the Philharmonic, and afterwards Mendelssohn arranged seven of his songs without words for Prince Albert and Queen Victoria to enjoy playing his duets. Queen Victoria wrote on May 1st, 1847, on Mendelssohn's last visit to Buckingham Palace. She said, we had the great treat of hearing Mendelssohn play. He stayed an hour with us, playing some new compositions with that incredibly beautiful touch of his. I also sang three songs of his, which seemed to please him. He is an amiable and clever. For some time, He has been engaged in composing an opera, Lorelei, and an oratorio, Christus, but has lost courage about them. The subject of his opera is a Rhine legend, and that for the oratio, a very beautiful one depicting earth, hell, and heaven. And he played one of the choruses out of this to us, which was very fine. Afterwards, the queen said to Mendelssohn, "You have given me so much pleasure. Now what can I do to give you pleasure?" Mendelssohn replied, "I would love to see the royal children play in their nursery." As a father himself, Mendelssohn was very pleased to accompany the queen, as she later reported, quote, "all the while comparing notes with him on the homely subjects that had special attraction for them both." Queen Victoria and Prince Albert had a warm, wonderful musical friendship with Felix Mendelssohn.